Welcome to the CUES podcast, where leaders and experts discuss the top topics in credit unions today. I'm Lisa Hograff, Senior Editor at CUES. In this episode, you'll meet the 2023 CUES Emerge winner, J.D. Delgado, learn about his winning project, and hear his thoughts on why credit unions are such standouts in the financial services world. J.D. is a branch manager for $1.9 billion Harborstone Federal Credit Union in Lakewood, Washington. In the show, he talks about how his CEO, Jeff Bullock, encouraged him to go for it and apply for the CUES Emerge program. Jeff, of course, was the 2017 winner, back when the program was called the Next Top Credit Union Exec Challenge. Tune in to hear J.D. tell that full story. In the episode, J.D. also describes the CUES Emerge process, his winning transitional housing loan project, and his top takeaways. If you're an emerging leader in the credit union world, J.D. has advice for you that you won't want to miss. If you're a longtime leader, you'll be inspired by J.D.'s enthusiasm for credit unions and how well they serve. So let's get started. Welcome to the show, J.D.
Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate you for having me today.
And congratulations on being named the winner of CUES Emerge 2023.
Thank you. It's exciting, definitely.
So before we jump into talking about CUES Emerge and your winning project, I'd like to help our listeners get to know you a little bit. To that end, is there a mantra or a quote that you live by that you could share?
Yeah, so it's a little cheesy, but probably the biggest one is going to be teamwork makes the dream work. You know, I'm a big believer in it takes a team to really get things accomplished. You know, I've been blessed that I've had a lot of great teams throughout my career, especially right now. I have a pretty phenomenal team that would not be able to have the success that I've had without them. Really, depending on whether it's organization, whether it's family, inside of work, outside of work, really takes that group of people to accomplish things.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Tell me just a little bit more about your current team and why they're a standout.
Yeah, so it's everyone kind of has their own set of strengths. We have, you know, someone who has been with the company for a long time, about 15 years, who has seen it all, done it all, a great source of knowledge. And me coming into having experience in the industry, but not necessarily with the company, I've really leaned on her to be able to get me up to speed on, you know, some of the cultural things, some of the operational pieces. And I really wouldn't be where I am today without her kind of being that mentor to guide me through learning that piece of it. Then we have someone who is, you know, just so fierce in giving back to her community, being able to put herself out there and really give back in ways that she's had help herself. And we have someone else who is just so operationally focused, so hungry for knowledge. Full disclosure, one of the areas that I don't excel in is organization. And it seems like everyone on my team has the strength of organization in some capacity. And so I've really been able to lean on them to help fill some of those gaps in my own abilities. And I've also been able to learn from them in how to better structure my organization, how to stay on top of things. And when the inevitable things fall through the cracks, I can always count on them to be there to help it. So it's been a huge help for sure.
I love hearing stories of teams where the skill sets and maybe the personalities too kind of blend and overlap nicely, right? Yes. And then you pick up for each other and you teach each other and it's stronger because of that diversity.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Cool. It's very cool. So many of the listeners are probably familiar with CUES Emerge, but for anyone new or still wondering about the details, can you give us a participant's eye view of the program? What are the steps you went through? And what in the end would you say you and the other members of the 2023 cohort took away from it?
Yeah. So that's a great question. Really, it comes down to there's kind of three phases to the program. The first stage is the application. And with the application, you have to have a leader endorsement that basically says, I think that they're worthy of this program. They're an up-and-coming leader within the credit union, and I endorse them. And then the other part of the application process is there's a couple of essay questions. One of them is to come up with a problem or opportunity within either your credit union or the credit union industry as a whole. And this kind of serves as the basis of what your inevitable project addresses in some form or fashion. So you don't necessarily have to have a project in mind. You don't have to have a business case ready. You just kind of have to say, I see that there could be something that we could do better in this space. And it's really cool because it's going to be a different problem for someone working in accounting versus someone working in retail, someone working in lending. So you kind of get to see all these different perspectives. But submitting the application is going to be the first part of it. And then if selected, you go on to the second phase, which is the education phase. And that's 9 weeks, I believe. And each week, it's kind of a different format, but there's two formats. So it starts off with a lecture, kind of, with a couple of different people focusing on different topics such as public speaking, problem identification. And then in between, you have what are called mastermind sessions. So they have returning winners, returning runner-ups, returning participants that have a group of 5 to 6 people. And then they take that time to kind of talk through the business cases, talk about some of the ideas that you're having. So it goes lecture, mastermind, lecture, mastermind. So the learning is kind of broken up with more of that collaboration session. And as you get towards the end, it's really helpful in those mastermind sessions to be able to bounce some of the challenges that you might be running into for your business case off of, people that have that different perspective. Maybe they've run into similar issues and they know how they approached it. Case in point, I was having a little bit of a hard time with my transitional housing loan, having a little bit of a hard time with the financial modeling. It really helped out that one of the people in my mastermind group was the accounting manager at her credit union. So she was able to offer some really good insights on how to structure the model and kind of what the executives are going to be looking for from a finance standpoint. And then my mastermind was incredible. She quite the marketer. She showed me her business case, and I thought, there's no way I'm going to get chosen. Hers looks, infographics, looks like something professionally done that you'd find in a magazine, and mine was just like a Word document with writing on it. So she was able to give some really good marketing points. And then after the conclusion of that, you submit your business case, and then everyone receives their CCM designation, which is Certified Credit Union Manager. And then that culminates in the third phase, where they select the top five business cases to go on to the finals pitch, where you kind of create a slideshow, create a presentation that you can give in front of what used to be a live audience. COVID switched it over to virtual, and you give your virtual pitch in front of an executive panel, who then there's quite a few different judging criteria, and they choose the winner from that. So it's a great program that was didn't feel like it, but it was about 6 months start to finish, and it was great.
Yeah, wow, fantastic. I love that the teamwork makes the dream work shows through in what you
Yeah.
just described too. It was very much there, very much part of your experience. What would you say was your top takeaway, or maybe the takeaway of the cohort from this experience?
So there were quite a few. I would say, as it stands right now, the biggest takeaway was probably the public speaking. There were a lot of really good pieces of advice that I was able to implement right away in giving my finals presentation. A lot of things that you don't really think about, filler words. Filler words is a huge thing that I've been trying to work on.
Filler
You
words such
can,
as, oh yeah,
so
those.
those ones, yes.
Podcaster's bane, right? Yes.
100%. And I wish that I could be, Barack Obama, and his ability to have zero filler words and being able to be comfortable with the silence and not necessarily filling it with uhs or sos. And that was something that I was very cognizant of when I was trying to give my presentation, was to reduce those. But that was one of our there we go.
There it is. It's all right. Don't worry.
that was one of the lectures, so to speak, was all about how to have effective communication and public speaking. And so I was able to get a lot of really good value out of that. And then pairing that with the executive coach, or the speaker coach that I had, Trevor, prior to the finals, I was able to cement a lot of, from pitch and tone to cadence to eye contact to filler words. I feel like I gained so much out of that, that it's going to follow with me for the rest of my career.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, JD, how did you decide to apply for the program?
So I'm fortunate that before it was rebranded as Q's Emerge, it was Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive. And my current CEO, Jeff Bullock, was the 2017 winner.
Indeed.
And he got hired October of last year. So he just celebrated his 1 year anniversary last month. He came in with all these credentials, all these CEO certifications, was named 2017 Next Top Credit Union Executive. And as someone who has career goals of eventually being in the C-suite someday, I saw that and I said, okay, here's this, young, outspoken, vibrant leader that we have who was named the next top credit union executive. What is that? How do you get named that? Did someone just decide you are, so we're going to anoint you? And then when they were getting close to opening up the first phase of the applications, he had shared it on LinkedIn that this was a program he went through, won it in 2017, and highly recommends it. So that kind of piqued my interest. I started looking into it, seeing what it was about. Full disclosure, I'd never heard of CUES prior to that. So I went down the rabbit hole of what is CUES? What do they offer? What are they geared towards? How can they help me? And then I had a meeting with Jeff after I had seen that, once I was kind of going back and forth, do I want to apply for something like this? And so I had a one-on-one with him and he was like, absolutely do it. What do you have to lose? And I was, you're right. Worst case scenario, I submit an application and they say, not this time. And I continue going down the road that I am. And so that was just kind of the push that I needed to submit the application. And it was all history from there.
The rest became history.
Yeah.
Indeed. So what was the best advice you got related to your participation in the program, and who did it come from?
It's a good question. Probably one of the best things that I got was from Jeff. I went in there. Once I got accepted, I followed up with him again and said, okay, look, I have all these ideas for different things to address, all these different problems. And the best thing that he told me was, forget about all that. Don't go in there with any preconceived notions. Don't go in there with your business plan already done in your mind. Go in there with an open mind. Be open to learning. Be open to hearing. You very well might come out of this program with a completely different concept than you had ever thought. Completely different than what you have in mind for your business case now. And I did just that. I put it all aside, went in there, was really, really listening to the problem identification lecture that we had on how to ideate what some of the challenges are, how to identify those challenges. And it really helped because I could see definitely how easy it would be to go in there looking through the lens of, I have one problem. I know how I'm going to solve this problem. But to be able to go in there with that open perspective and kind of see everything that came, I think really helped me get to the point where I was able to get the business case that I had.
And so did you kind of in the back of your mind, even though you were keeping an open mind, did you have kind of an idea of what you wanted to do as your business case?
I did. So I had like three or four different ideas. My initial challenge that when I put on my application was, what's a problem or challenge that's facing your credit union or the industry? I put that we don't have ways to provide low-cost capital. We don't have enough ways to provide low-cost capital to members that might be credit challenged or need it the most. And so just working with that assumption, two of my ideas ended up coming in kind of following that. And then there was at least one that was outside of that. So I do feel very passionate about being able, financial empowerment, credit counseling, being able to help those that aren't able to necessarily have the tools to help themselves. So I kind of had a feeling that I was going to end up going something that route, but no, I definitely went in there with an open mind and there might've been just a little bit in the back, keeping me tethered to that.
Sorry. Tell us a little bit about the project that ultimately you chose.
Yeah. So it's a transitional housing loan program. The idea of it is, members who might be down on their credit, might be dealing with whatever life has thrown at them for whatever reason, they're looking to move. They're currently in a rental unit, and whether their rent just got increased, whether the house that they're in was just sold and the new owners want them out, whatever the reason, they are looking to move. And a lot of times, especially nowadays, that's going to be pricey to move. You're looking at first month's rent, last month's rent, damage deposit, security deposit, pet deposit, that can reach as high as, $5,000-$6,000 to complete that move.
All at once.
Yep. We need it all in cash or check prior to you moving in and getting the keys. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of people that have that kind of liquidity saved up to be able to facilitate that. So then where do you go? Do you use family? Do you use a loan? Those that are a little bit more credit challenged, it's hard to get a loan for that much unsecured. And if you do, it's going to be a really, really high interest rate, one of those predatory loans that it's just going to continue to bury you in debt. So the idea is to do a really competitive loan, about 13.99% rate, take the emphasis away from the credit and put it more towards them and showing that they're moving in the right direction. So a minimum credit score of 520, which is going to be really good for that rate. A employment of at least 12 months with the same employer or same industry, a signed lease agreement with the rental or the leasing company showing how much they need, where it's going, what it's going to cover. So that way we can help reduce some of the risk of misuse of funds or fraud. And then most importantly is a 1 hour coaching session with a financial counselor. And so here at Harborstone, we have a lot of their CCUFC designation, which is a certified credit union financial counselor provided from CUNA. And they have to go through a 3 month class. They have to take a proctorate exam. It's a real valid certification that they have the tools now to help with our members. And so as long as they can meet those four requirements and then go through the financial counseling class, then we'll extend that loan up to $6,000, regardless of if they have a bankruptcy, regardless of if they have, history of repossessions, regardless of what it is, as long as they can meet those four, they're guaranteed approval. And
That's
so,
pretty exciting.
yeah, it takes a lot of those barriers out. But the most important thing is going to be that financial counseling piece, because not only does it help them to get into the house, but it also helps we can make those checkup calls, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the road, put together spending plans, budgets, help them with their credit so that, one of the things I said during my presentation was ideally, this is the last loan that they're going to take for a rental or the last time they're going to be in a rental. Now, ideally, 12, 18, 24 months down the road, they're looking for a down payment rather than moving costs.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Wow, clearly your project really impressed the judges since you won. It's fantastic. And I'm excited to be able to put some more links to information about your project and the pitch show in the show notes for our listeners. So give us the latest. What's happening with your CUES Emerge project at your credit union right now?
Yeah. So right now it's currently on hold. We are going through an acquisition. We're purchasing in the process of buying First Sound Bank in downtown Seattle. And that transaction is scheduled to close first quarter of 2024. The downside is we're not really in a place right now where we can take on new innovative approaches. A lot of our executive resources are currently being tied up with that. So we are, it's not a no, definitely not a no. It's just not at the moment. So we're eyeing once that transaction closes, hopefully February or March next year. I'll get a chance to circle up with the executive team. We'll go over some of the specifics, some of the financials, the vision. And due to the fact that it's probably about 30 days from approval to rollout, it should be a relatively quick process if it is something that we decide we want to implement to get it up and running. So thankfully, it's not a no. It's just we do need a couple of months to keep our resources where they're at.
A lot going on at the credit union, and frankly, a lot going right now in the economy. And maybe there could be a little bit of evening out sometime in the new year for that to support your project.
Fingers crossed,
Yeah,
absolutely.
that would be good. So, in celebration of your win, you have been awarded a registration to CUES Advanced Management Program from Cornell University, which is kind of
Yeah.
in my stomping grounds up here in upstate New York.
Okay.
It starts in July and it runs for 9 months, 9 more months. Didn't
Correct.
you say CUES Emerge was like 9 months? Six,
Yeah.
plus some coaching with Lori Maddalena's company, Envision Excellence. Have you set some goals around what you plan to get out of this additional development? And if so, what are those?
So the only real goal has been a timeline goal. I'm a serial procrastinator. I hate it, but I tend to push things off to the last minute. This was my big goal, was to not push this off, to get right on top of it, especially for the advanced management program, to make sure that I'm in the next round that starts in July. So working towards getting the registration done, getting everything taken care of ahead of time, so that way there's nothing that's going to trip me up and preventing me from getting into it. But the other goal is to just kind of mirror what Jeff had told me about going into CUES Emerge, which is to go into it with an open mind. I don't want to have any kind of preconceived notions of what I'm going to expect or what I'm going to anticipate, to just go into it with open eyes, with a clear mind and just participate and learn as much as I possibly can. It is a great program. I really hope that I'm able to get into this next cohort that's coming up. I really look forward to learning everything that I can, but that's pretty much it. Make sure I get in and make sure that I go in with an open mind.
I like those good goals. It sounds to me like they have to do with being present.
Yeah.
Staying focused.
Absolutely.
Making the top priorities happen. I like those a lot. So JD, what advice would you have for an up and coming leader who's thinking about applying for the next round of Q's Emerge?
So
keep an open mind, maybe.
not to just completely rip off Mr. Bullock himself, but what do you have to lose? You know, if you've considered, if you've heard about it in passing, if you know someone that's gone through the program, I would be shocked if there has been any kind of negative feedback from the program. If there is, I would say take that with a grain of salt. Granted, I won it, so take mine with a grain of salt, but I have nothing but incredible things to say about the program. I can't really think of a reason to not do it. It's professional development. It's something that needs to be invested in. At times, it can be challenging with kind of some of the workload. But if it was easy, everyone would do it. And that's part of professional development, is learning how to balance your time and learning how to prioritize what takes priority over other things. And so there are going to be difficult times, but that doesn't mean that it's not worth the difficulty. If you've thought about it, if you're thinking about it, if you're considering it, just do it. Don't think, do. What is it? The 5-second rule. I can't think of who it's by, but the book that talks about if you're ever, you know, hesitant on something, really good for getting out of bed. That's what I've started using to not hit the snooze button anymore. But you count down from 5, and when you get to 0, you just do it. And so kind of applying that concept to this, if you're thinking about it, just sit down, schedule some time, count backwards from 5. When you hit 0, just do it. You know, be very thoughtful in what kind of challenges you see out there that you would love to address. Be open to meeting new people and learning new things. I would absolutely recommend doing it, 100 out of 100.
Very cool advice, JD. I'm really grateful for all your time today. What's a question that I didn't ask that you'd like to answer for our listeners?
I would say, you know, why credit unions? Why are we such fierce advocates of the credit union movement? And, you know, why credit unions versus banks? And I kind of touched on this briefly in my presentation, is it really comes down to the credit union difference. You know, we know it by a lot of different names, people helping people, for the community, by the community. But really what it is neighbors, it's family, it's this camaraderie spirit of I help you, you help me. And unfortunately, finance, banking, it does get a lot of negative connotations out there from some of the scandals, some of the, you know, the fraud, the fake accounts. You know, a lot of times people come into a branch and they think, what are you going to try and sell me now? What are you going to try and cross sell me? Do I need a credit card? Do I need a checking account? Do I need this or that? And the one thing that I've noticed with credit unions is if you aren't going to benefit from something, we're not going to sell it to you. And that comes down to that thrift community concept. You know, credit unions started with a group of 10 neighbors who didn't want to pay a bunch of money to their local savings and loan. And they said, you know what? Why don't we gather up all of our money? We'll store it all in one place. And then if someone in the neighborhood needs a new tire, or they need, you know, to fix their water heater or need help with a bill, we can just loan that to them with all of our pooled money. And you're a lot more likely to repay your neighbors than you are to repay, you know, someone in a completely different state living in their mansion. So a lot of that neighborhood, that community concept is what runs really, really deep into credit unions. And I think it's amazing what we're able to do and how we're able to really make these concessions and provide these resources to our community that not a lot of other financial institutions that aren't credit unions are able to do. And so I think that it's a really special movement. Met some amazing people. And I would just say that if anyone out there is listening to this and you're not part of a credit union, don't walk, run to your nearest credit union and join today.
People helping people, one neighbor at a time, something
absolutely
like that.
100%. All right. Yep. Nail on the head right there.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, JD.
No problem. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate your time.
I would like to thank you, our listeners, for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to today's episode of the Cues podcast. And many thanks to JD for sharing so many insights. Learn more about the Cues Emerge program at cuesemerge.com and get information about the Cues Advanced Management Program with Cornell University at cues.org/AMP. That's A like advanced, M like management, and P like program. Find a full transcript of this episode at cumanagement.com/podcast158. You can also find more great credit union specific content at cumanagement.com. Thanks again for listening today. CUES is an international credit union association that champions and delivers effective talent development solutions for executives, staff, and boards to drive organizational success.